For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. In West Memphis, ASU Mid-South, formerly known as Mid-South Community College, has served the community and the region for a quarter of a century. A 25th anniversary celebration takes place soon. Chancellor of ASU Mid-South is Dr. Deborah West. She gives more information in this interview I conducted with her for A-State Connections.
Well, we are, as you may know, we were originally founded as Mid-South Community College back in the early 90s. We are actually this year completing our celebration of our 25th anniversary. So we've been here about 25 years. And three short years ago, we elected to merge with the ASU system. Dr. Finner, who is my predecessor, had served in the capacity as president of this institution for the entire history of the institution. And when he retired, he and the board made the decision to merge with ASU. And that's when I came on the scene. And it's been a very positive move for the institution, very positive move, I think, for the community. We serve roughly a one county service district, primarily Crittenden County. So for most people that probably are listening to this show, they know that we are directly across the river from Memphis, Tennessee. So we're sort of we're not really a bedroom community of Memphis, really. We tend to be more rural, I think, in terms of our demographics and in terms of how our approach to things. But we do have the amenities that Memphis provides just a short stone's throw away from our campus.
And when you all merged over to Arkansas State University system, how has that merger helped? What advantages has that been for ASU Mid-South?
Gosh, for us, it has really helped in terms of our name recognition as we attempt to recruit students. You know, more students are familiar, I think, with the name Arkansas State University than maybe they were with Mid-South Community College. It's a broader known commodity, I think, to have the ASU banner. So that helps. It adds credibility where, we're credible on our own, but it adds an additional layer of credibility, to be affiliated with the university system. And then for just our faculty and staff, the opportunity to network with the professionals that are in the system office, whether that means working with them to prepare budgets or to do legal training, things that we're required to do to operate, to have that support from the system level has been just phenomenal for us, whereas we would have had to have sought that on our own before. Now we're part of a system that can help provide those types of trainings and those types of supports. And then just having the network of peer institutions, there are differences between each of the four community colleges, but we can get together and talk about how we approach our individual problems, because if it's not a problem on my campus now, it probably will be if another institution is experiencing it on their campus. And then to be a part of the umbrella of ASU, to have that flagship university, we're all working very closely together to sort of market our system to students as an opportunity to have a smooth transition if they start with a two-year school, to make that transition smoother as they progress into the university. Dr. Danfus has been a great addition to our network, and he's a community college graduate himself, so he's doing a lot there to help try to recruit and attract the students from the community colleges to the ASU system to help them further their careers and their education.
Dr. Deborah West joins us here. She's the Chancellor of ASU Mid-South, joining us on A-State Connections on KASU. So tell us about, before we start talking about what you all offer to the community, let me ask you about, first of all, how has the fall semester been going and the start of this academic year there at ASU Mid-South?
Well, we're just about 5 weeks into it, I guess, and so far so good. I think we, like many of our sister institutions at the two-year college level across the state, are are weathering a trend right now that's a decline in enrollment. Typically, at a two-year school, when you have high employment, you have low enrollment at a two-year college. When unemployment goes up, that's when you tend to have higher enrollment. And as you know, we've got record employment right now in the state of Arkansas, and so we are trying to do as much as we can. We know many of the people that we would traditionally serve, many of the adults, are now employed, and they're working, and they don't have time to be in class during the day, and so we are exploring different avenues to provide opportunities to those students on a more flexible format so that they can work but still continue their education. So we're doing things like shorter term semesters where we want to run a regular 16-week semester. We now also offer 8-week semesters that overlap. We are doing a lot of online coursework and hybrid coursework where they don't have to be in a seat in a class every day. And then we've started to pilot something this summer that we refer to as Saturday Scholars, that if a student is college ready when they come in, they can enroll on Saturday for an all day session, and within 5 semesters of commitments on Saturdays, they can finish their associate degree. So we're trying to explore some more flexible offerings to be able to capture those adults that, while they may be working, still want to pursue their education.
And how are you all working with the school districts around in that area as well by way of trying to recruit more students there to go to the community college there at ASU Mid-South?
Well, actually, we have a great relationship with our area high schools, with the Academies of West Memphis and with Marion High School. In fact, my predecessor, Dr. Glenn Finter, is the superintendent at Marion High School, and so he, of course, has a special affinity for our institution and is helping to direct students who can benefit from our programs and services to us. But the Academies of West Memphis, West Memphis High School, we offer concurrent enrollment to their academic students, and we actually have a benefactor who founded a concurrent scholarship with us several years ago, and so the students can enroll in concurrent courses, 6 hours a semester, 2 courses a semester, on scholarship if they meet the GPA requirements that are set. They can take concurrent enrollment at no cost to them or their parents. So we have a very robust concurrent enrollment program on the academic side. And then on the more technical side, which is what prepares students to go from education and training directly into a job rather than necessarily preparing them to transfer, although those courses do transfer, we have a technical center program. And gosh, we run, I want to say, around 600 high school students from the various high schools each year through that technical center program. So we've got students in high school that are coming out with industry-recognized credentials and certificates that will enable them to go straight into the workplace if they choose to and get decent-paying jobs. Or if they want to continue on and get a higher level credential or an associate degree, those courses that they complete in high school can then be used out here to complete their associate degree. So a lot of different options for students to take advantage of. You know, we oftentimes, particularly on the technical side, you'll see a kid that may not be as engaged in high school, may not be doing well, and we get them out on our campus and they get the opportunity to maybe do something that they've never had the experience of at the high school campus, and it hooks them. And so we've seen some kids come through that maybe were in danger of dropping out, and they've gotten out here and they've done really well. They've gotten those credentials and they've gone on either to work or on to higher education. So it's a great thing that I think that we're doing, and we couldn't do it without the just great support of our high school partners.
Dr. Deborah West joining us here on KASU. So kind of tell us about the manufacturing base there, the people that you work with, the businesses that you work with, and kind of how you all help with what you all offer students to be able to help get them work ready as soon as they leave ASU Mid-South.
Right. So in Crittenden County, we have we of course serve the manufacturers that exist here, but in terms of the programs that we offer, we're not just focused on those industries that are in Crittenden County, because frankly there are more opportunities across the river, and it's a very short drive across that river. So we do programming, of course, in allied health, because that's a need everywhere. Students can go through those programs in a relatively short period of time and find great paying jobs, either in the state of Arkansas, locally in Crittenden County. We have a new hospital about to come online, or across the river in Memphis, which is a major medical hub. So we have those types of programs that we offer for students. We also offer manufacturing programs that prepare students to go into the manufacturing sector. We have an outstanding welding program. We have a machining program that is perfect for the industries here locally, but we also offer specialty certificates that allow students to focus more on that high-quality machining that is so desperately needed in the medical device industry, which there are three large medical device companies right across the river. We have a mechatronics program, which is a combination of sort of an electrical program, industrial maintenance program. Anyone who's running machines, any type of manufacturer who uses machines, is going to have needs of a mechatronics engineer. The other big piece that we do here, if you've been to West Memphis, you know it is a transportation hub. We have a diesel mechanics program that trains individuals to work in the trucking industry to prepare those big trucks that you see coming through here every day on I-40 and I-55. And then we also have an aviation maintenance program that prepares individuals to go to work on large aircraft like you would find at FedEx just across the river. So those are the primary types of training programs on the technical side that we offer. And then, of course, we offer the academic courses that go along with that to support those, not only those programs, but that prepare students to go into any program that they would choose to pursue at a university or college.
Dr. West, as you take a look at this academic year, what are some of the goals that you have for this year, if you don't mind, please?
Some of the goals for this academic year. Well, we are in the midst of a major fundraising effort right now. We have an athletics team, the ASU Mid-South Greyhound basketball team, both men's and women's, that was very successful last year. Our men's team won their region, they won their division, and finished fifth in the national championship last year, beating the number one team in the nation, so we were very proud of them. So immediately on our horizon, we are attempting to raise significant scholarship dollars to support those student athletes. As you know, in Division II, community college ball, it's a caliber of athlete that may not currently have access to that Division I program, but are here to build their skills and build maybe their academics to be able to do that. And we have to find a way to help them do that. At the Division II program, we can't provide housing, we can't provide food, so we have to find ways to scholarship their tuition and fees, and that's what we're working on coming up real soon. We are launching our inaugural, what we're calling the Left Bank Festival. For anyone who's been to Memphis recently, they know that the old Harahan Bridge has been converted into a walking biking trail, and so that people locally refer to that area as the old bridge. And the new bridge, which is really not that new, but it's the I-40 bridge that goes across the river. Between those two bridges, they're turning that into a park. And so we are having our inaugural Left Bank Festival in pretty much in the land between the two bridges. We'll have a 5K, 10K down there, and a catfish cooking contest, and we'll be featuring iconic West Memphis food and craft beers. And so we're attempting to really tap into that Memphis market. We know there are a lot of walkers, there are a lot of bikers that will come across that day and maybe want to participate in some of these events. So that's the immediate thing on our horizon for this semester. We also, as I mentioned earlier, are closing out our 25th anniversary celebration. And so we spent a lot of time looking back and reflecting on the past 25 years. And we will, in November, be inducting our very first Hall of Fame, 10-member Hall of Fame, who are 10 people that the ASU Mid-South Foundation recognized as being instrumental in the founding and in the creation of this college. So those are two big goals on our agenda coming up in the very near future.
Lots of exciting things are taking place, especially with the 25 years. And I know that's definitely something to be proud of with the 25th anniversary of the university, of the college coming up here.
Yes, we're very excited. It's giving us an opportunity with that celebration. It's actually, the theme of it is going to be 25 years on Broadway. So we're going to take, because our college is located on Broadway, and we're going to be taking a look at the things that were happening over the last 25 years on Broadway in West Memphis and sort of comparing that to things that were happening on Broadway in New York. We've got a couple of Broadway performers, a piano virtuoso named Philip Fortenberry, and then a composer, a friend of his named Keith Thompson, who are coming in to perform that night. And it's going to be sort of a black tie affair. We'll be honoring, as I mentioned, 10 individuals who were instrumental. Some, unfortunately, are deceased, no longer with us, but many are still with us and will be in attendance that night. So it gives us an opportunity to sort of pay it back to those who were so instrumental in our existence.
Dr. West, I sure appreciate you joining us here on A-State Connections. Before I let you run, anything else you'd like to add, please, about what's going on at ASU Mid-South?
Well, I would just encourage anyone who knows anyone who is looking for opportunity, looking for a new career, or maybe looking to build upon the skills that they have and maybe move up in their current profession to visit us on our website and give us a look or give us a call and let us help you explore the options that we can provide you at ASU Mid-South.
Dr. Deborah West is the Chancellor of ASU Mid-South in West Memphis. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.